And now a dramatic reading of Golem Quest by Bob. You are a Soulgrave, a siege golem crafted by powers of one of the High Mages, with the mass of dead gathered from the battlefield. You stand some 15 feet tall and weigh over 15,000 pounds of thickened, hardened metal and alloy. Although at the time of your creation only crude bronze and a few bits of iron were available for your construction, so you are far from invulnerable in your current state. You are a powerful weapon of war, a siege-breaking shock trooper designed to tear down defences and slaughter the inhabitants. Your right arm is a grand claw, its three wickedly sharp blades, each 5 feet long and wickedly edged. Your left arm is far more weighty, ending in an oversized forearm with a massive fist designed to burst through brace doors and batter down walls. Each of your shoulders holds a powerful mid-range mortar, a prepared shot ready in each for immediate use. And even further, you possess powerful magics that draw upon the essence of the souls entombed within you, allowing you to spread otherworldly fire called soul fire that ravenously consumes all it touches in a great cone from your mouth, at the cost of forever burning away some of the souls which sustain you. Your body needs fuel to work. You must consume a minimum of 5 pounds of metal a day, with additional metal being needed if damage is received until such time as you are whole again. Further, you can grow new mortars, given enough time and available substances. You require a certain minimum number of souls to continue functioning, 12 minimum. Currently you possess 15. One soul is extinguished every month of activity, and 3 souls are consumed every time you breathe soul fire. And now you are reawakened, after being put in hibernating slumber after the last exchange between your home, Moss Mordry, and Castil-e-Athen, while mages repaired damages from the previous battle. Only, the city is in ruins, the gates shattered, the buildings burned, the land salted and ravaged. Moss Mordry has fallen. Before you stands a puny human, some magical device in his grasp, a piece of parchment clutched in his hands. Behind him stand some dozens soldiers, all armed in leather and chain with assorted weapons. The puny human speaks to me. I bind you to me, Soulgrave Golem, O engine of war and death, to serve me, my will, in absence of masters. The transfer of ownership, that which allows lost golems to be reclaimed. It was built into us to need a master in the absence of one. And so I belong to this one now. Now all my people are dead. And yet I feel no compulsion to obey the puny human. Has something gone wrong? I do not understand. What should I do?